Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. It's been a hot minute since I last actually sat down to record new episodes. Yes, the ones from August were all pre-recorded, and I have to say, while I'm super proud of myself being in already 20-ish something episode, I do prefer being more present and actually recording in the real time. So even though August I was traveling and I had to do these recordings in advance, this season, at least for now on, I do look forward to recording more in real time, and we'll see how that goes. Anyhow, ever since I got started, podcasting has been one of my absolute joys, and I really, really look forward to showing up, and I'm excited, so excited to be back here today. And a topic that I want to kind of open up this new season with is something that I feel like we don't talk enough about in the online space, and that is how to actually deal with wrong decisions that you have made in your business. And mind me, I don't particularly think that there's any wrong decision at all, because each decision and each step you take brings you somewhere and gives you some kind of feedback, right? So from there on, you can make the right decision. And unless you have gone through that experience, you might never really get there in the first place. So I'm always all about taking that action and following your gut feeling instead of just contemplating those ideas way too long. But from time to time comes a moment when you might have made a bigger move, a bigger change, and at some point you realize that it was the wrong direction. And that is exactly my story. It's exactly what happened, and I'm not gonna go too deep into details because it doesn't really matter as much. But this story started this year, actually in early 2024. The first few months of this year were very slow for me. I actually got started for me with being sick, which was very unusual for me. And it was like this long, dreadful sickness that I didn't really see way out of at the time. And it was really challenging for me and for my mental health at the time. But eventually, I got to the other side of it, and the time came when I had to get back to working, and I kind of felt depleted. And I mean, it's not the first time, you know, sometimes there are good days, sometimes not as good days, but this feeling, this kind of down, feeling down, like feeling uninspired, kept on dragging, and nothing I was doing got me out of it. So eventually I made a decision, and this is the part where I will avoid the details because they're kind of just too complex. What I decided to do is try a new direction in my business. And if until then I was doing my best to kind of hold on to the idea of courses versus expanding into other topics, now I decided that actually expanding into other topics might be the way to go. Along with this decision, several changes came my way, and I got excited again to start working on something kind of new. I didn't revamp my whole business, but I kind of started a new direction. And with that, actually, the Savvy Offer Hub podcast was born. I also rebranded my membership to Savvy Offer Hub. I created a website, savvyofferhub.com, that was specifically for the podcast, but I also had some ideas about taking a different direction with it. And ultimately, I wanted to kind of rebrand away from Your Course Creation Lab while still keeping the name and keeping the direction, but also trying to ease into something new. And I didn't really have much of an idea if I'm gonna be keeping like both of these businesses, I'm gonna be having them like under one roof, or maybe it's gonna be like two completely separate things. I was just playing around, and at that time it was really fun, but as more and more decisions were coming my way, I started to actually ease more into the idea of Savvy Offer Hub potentially being a completely new business, and the kind of business where I'm going to be stepping away from teaching directly about courses per se, and I would be focusing more on helping you to monetize your experience with everything that it entitles. Because I have very extensive experience myself. I started as a graphic designer, then I was a website designer, then I started working on courses. I work a lot with content, social media, email marketing, all of that. And I felt like I know so much, I want to give more. And so the Savvy Offer Hub was born, and it's the exact mistake I'm gonna be talking about. Now, I have to say that it was a mistake from probably a practical standpoint rather than just the vibe of it all in general. I'm always all about testing things out, trying different strategies, you know, seeing what sticks. And that's how basically I have built my whole business. I'm not afraid of like just doing something and seeing where it's gonna take me. But the mistake I made with this, and again, maybe it's not a mistake specifically, but what feels like a mistake now that I'm looking back at it, I took a jump and I rebranded and leaned into that name too much. So my membership, your course creation membership, was now rebranded into Savvy Offer Hub. This website, this podcast that you currently are listening to is under Savvy Offer Hub name as well. And now as I'm talking about it, I don't know specifically what I'm going to do about the podcast. I do like this name for the podcast, so I might keep it, but honestly, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But everything else was still kind of under your course creation lab. And practically, this became very hard, very quick, because I didn't really know how to establish myself in the online space anymore. I didn't know which business to lean into, and we have only as many hours as we do per day. And for me, not overworking myself and keeping everything balanced is very, very important. So I was really, really struggling with that. I was kind of going all in on the new thing, but I didn't want to let go of the old one. And for a while, it was fun until it wasn't anymore, and it just became like this major hardship of never knowing what exactly to do, which business to lean into. And there are people who can successfully run several great businesses at a time. I'm not one of those people. For me, having a clear focus and having like very intentional online presence with all the same vibe, it's very important. And I kind of tricked myself at that point, honestly. With everything that I did, I followed my passion, I followed that excitement, and I was suddenly so lost. I suddenly had even more to do. And while it was a great fix for a short term, now I had two different directions, and at some point I didn't really know what to do with them anymore. And that's when I made that decision to actually take a step back and dismiss that new direction. I don't know if dismiss is the right word. I just can't come up with anything more relatable at this point. I decided to actually return back to my original business. It was almost like, you know, when you are in your routines, you're in your healthy girl era, and you know, life is doing great, and then you decide to go out for like a wild weekend, and by the Sunday, you're just so done with it. You just want to go back to your normal pace of life. You couldn't care less about being out again. And you had fun, but you kind of regret it as well. So this is kind of my aftermath about this rebranding direction. And I don't want to say that I made a reckless decision per se. It did feel very right at the moment. I feel like I also gave myself enough time to evaluate it before I actually did it. But when it was done, only then I actually realized like, yeah, this is not working. At that time, I realized that a lot of my blocks that I experienced earlier in the year, a lot of it was coming from just being misaligned with my business altogether. And I actually wanted to tap back into some of the original things I was doing. I realized that I had kind of drifted off my original route, the original path that I was taking with my membership, with my business, with my offers. I, at some point, and I'm not talking about this year per se, but even before that, I started listening too much to the outside voices. I started following too much of what for others was the right thing to do. And I was like, oh, this will be my jam as well. And it wasn't. And when 2024 came, I was actually just stuck in kind of a bunch of wrong decisions I had made. So now when I decided to give up on this new, well, not really give up, it's still here, it's still on this podcast, but kind of release that new direction, that name, the Savvy Offer Hub, and rebrand back to your Course Creation membership and have my business, have my offers under your Course Creation Lab as the main space, plus actually bring back some of the original offers and the original way I was running my business when it was like the most successful, if you look at it that way. When I released all of that, I had that absolute sense of calm. I was so excited. That's when I realized that it felt like coming home. It felt like, yes, this was my calling. And I can't blame myself that I drifted off. It's, you know, it's common and it's okay. I have always been the one to try out different things. So that has always been my path. But at some point, I forgot to, along the way, check in with what I actually want and whether or not the decisions I have made are actually working. So now, after this big kind of a rebrand, I decided to actually ditch all of that, plus some more of the things that I had done before, like in the past year, and circle back to my origins, circle back to why I started, what was my initial idea, and why I want to show up in the first place. And for me in my business, the biggest change, the biggest switch back was related to the membership. So instead of it being Savvy Offer Hub, it's going back to your Course Creation membership name. Plus, over time, I had increased the price, the access price to the membership, and now I decided to lower it back down because for me, accessibility is super important. And I have created this membership, and I created it originally to help every single one of you who wants to create an online course. I want you to give all the details, all the information, all the insights I have from 10 years of my own experience. I want to give it to you in a simple manner inside the membership, where it's all organized, where it's all clear, you know exactly what is the next step to take. Plus, inside this new membership that is now hosted on Thinkific, we also have not only the resource library, but we also have the community space. The community space where you can ask any of your questions, where you can connect with other course creators, where you can connect with me. And we also have monthly challenges where we're focusing on a specific topic and you can follow the challenge to actually get to your goals more easily. There's a lot yet to come, and I'm very excited. I'm very content with the way it is right now. Ever since I made the decision to rebrand back and to kind of go back to my that origin story when it comes to the membership and my online presence, ever since then, it has been smooth sailing. I actually love showing up again. I'm so excited to show up again. I have so many different ideas and I can't wait to deliver it all to you inside the membership. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking more about the move because I have recently made the move from Circle, which was my last platform, to Thinkific. And if you're interested in platforms specifically, I will also share below my free platform guide that guides you to different platform variations and pros and cons of some of the most popular platform options as well. So if that's the point where you're at and you're trying to find the best fit for you, check it out. But if you're ready to dive into the process and learn more, make sure to join us inside your Course Creation membership. I'm really excited to have it back out there. And while it has been a ton of work to actually move it all back, and it's still a lot of work, In the foreseeable future, I'm very, very happy with this decision. If you have any topics you would like to hear more about, definitely let me know. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab at any time. This will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you around for the next episode.